struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it is time for our second date update on the 20s. We got Daniel on the line.
Sweep the leg, Daniel San.
I already had the sound effect ready to go.
Because every time you get a Dan.
Yeah, Daniel San. I love Daniel San.
What's going on?
What's up, Daniel? Sorry, right. Tell us about your day, brother. What happened? You've been waxing at the cars.
Yeah. Her name's Asia.
So you went out with a stripper. All right.
Yeah,
I ended up taking her to Ballerinas or whatever that place is called. All right, yeah.
I met her on Plenty Fish, the elusive fish in the pantyhose.
I was going to say, so you went on a date with a stripper. Okay,
that's pretty much perfect.
Did she pay for her part with cash?
In ones.
Don't you worry, I got the tip, boy.
Dollar bills that smell like menthol cigarettes.
Cigarettes and Victoria's Secret lotion, buddy, with a lot of glitter on it. Yes, I dated a stripper. True story. Go ahead. No,
we went to get some drinks downtown, and, you know, we had some fun. And then I decided to take a party to her house, you know, see where the wind blows. And I'll tell you.
Near the gold pole.
Asia was the wind.
So I stayed the night. Man, I had an amazing time. And,
sleeping in her bed.
But I'm not sure what. But I don't know what happened. I don't know why Asia's not answering my calls, returning my texts. I don't know what's up.
Okay. We kind of alluded to it, Joe and I, because you said you went back to her place, spent the night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It didn't really clarify. I mean, was it a peaceful slumber or was it a.
Did you guys oof?
Yeah. Did you wax on, wax ass?
When I made the joke earlier, I said the elusive fish in the pantyhose, no one could seem to find. Well, I found it. And then it was hot and we had a great. It was fun. Yeah. I mean.
Oh. Okay. How was the next morning when you woke up?
Oh, super awkward. It was like.
I appreciate your honesty, man.
Good job.
I know. It was like so deflating because you wake up and you're on cloud nine, still hungover, and all of a sudden the person's not in the room with you. Physically, they're there, but not there. You know, so I can.
She's trying to pick the music for her set later that night at Rockstar. So I'm concentrating right now. Leave me alone, brother.
Some walk of shame kind of scenario here. I don't think it was that. I think, you know what I mean? I don't think
this is more the green mile of death.
Yes.
It felt like maybe buyer's remorse. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess on the first night, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Okay, Asia. I can't forget that name. Asia is her name. We're going to give her a call right now, Daniel. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll see if we can get y'all reconnected at the very least. We can really dig and dive into that awkwardness next morning. I'm looking forward to that personally.
Yes.
Sounds good. Thanks.
He's like, yeah, man, screw you too, Keola. All right. Here we go.
Hello,
is this Asia?
Yes, this is she.
Asia, I'm going to need you to fill in for Ebony, who will be out tonight.
She called in. We have Asia! But she's looking for the best from the West, everybody.
Give it
up for Asia.
Hi, Asia. I should probably introduce ourselves. I'm Keola.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm MJ.
We are the Keola Show. Good morning, Asia.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea what was going on.
Don't worry. I'm just happy that's the case and we didn't offend you before we even had a conversation with you.
But does that sound familiar?
No, it's correct.
She's like, it all makes sense now. Yes, you guys are very offensive and annoying.
No. I just didn't know who it was, but now I do. Did I win something?
Well, I already gave away my virginity, but call her 102 right now. Tips. I'm joking. No, Asia, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure. what is this about?
I'm glad you asked. So you met this guy on, what was it, Plenty of Fish?
Yep.
POF.
Yeah, POF. Yeah, the POF, bro. All the classy ones are on there. You guys went downtown, had some drinks, kind of okay, and then back to your place, had a little slumber party, some dirty pillows.
Are you talking about Daniel?
How many guys did you have to go through? Most recent is Daniel.
I just feel like if anybody's going to be using this as a way to talk to me, it's him, because he's 100% a cheater.
Oh.
What?
Wow. What do you mean? Like, he's got a girlfriend or something? Or because we know you all 100%. Hooked up that night. We didn't get into a lot of details, but yes, he is Daniel's son. He waxed on
barely hooked up, okay? Barely.
What happened?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he seems like a cool guy, but we talked a lot, though. I was like, let's go to my apartment and, like, continue the party, you know? Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
that kind of girl.
So when we got to my apartment, we got heated baths. There's just, like, lots of kissing and feeling, you know, and, like...
Canoodling, because kids are listening. Yes, we use the word canoodle.
That's right, yes.
There was canoodling.
We canoodled with his noodle.
Petting. Okay. He excuses himself. He goes to the bathroom, and I'm like, really? Like, right now? So I'm just laying there waiting for him, and he's taking, like, a pretty long time. And so I go up to the door, and I can faintly hear a girl's voice coming from the bathroom.
So, like, oh, no.
As I'm, like, leaning into the door then flies open, and he bum rushes me onto the bed. And then, like, a couple minutes later, he goes, oh, that was great. Was it as good for you as it was for me? And I was like...
A couple minutes?
Did you say a couple minutes?
Barely.
Like,
not even, like, 5 minutes. Not even... I don't even think it was 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
And then,
I'm a guy. I'm even upset for you.
I know.
That's disappointing.
But then it gets worse because he completely passes out. Like, he's totally knocked out. And I'm like,
he's like, girl, I'm about to give you the best 120 seconds of your life.
Oh, yes, bro.
After that, I'll need some time to recover.
I hope you'll
be
2 minutes of pure ecstasy that now I just need to recharge my batteries.
God. I was like, this mother is, like, cheating on his girlfriend with me, or he's just, like, a player?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you heard the sound of a girl in the bathroom.
Yeah.
When he was in there.
Like, it's not his mom.
That would be weird, man. If I'm Pop Chubb and I'm about to get some from a first date. Nonetheless, a girl I met on Plenty of Fish, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm about to make mistakes.
You made me a grandma after this.
By the way, tomorrow burritos sound great for dinner. Yeah. 5:30? Okay.
I'll be there.
I love you. Okay, bye. I'm going to go wax that ass now. Sorry.
In the morning, he woke up, and, like, I pretended to be sleeping because I knew we had to work the next day, so we had to leave early. But after that, I was like, no way, not calling, not talking to that guy ever again.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Wow. Like, I mean, I'm putting myself in your shoes and reverse it.
Oh.
You get to the point, I bring her back to my place, and then we start getting pretty, you know, to the point where everyone got their bibbities on her and I, then right before it's about to go, she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then I'm like, okay, you're taking a while. Oh, and I hear a guy's voice coming from the bathroom. I'm surprised he even got to the point where you gave him 120 seconds, 2 minutes to do what he did.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Asia? Let's find out, because Daniel has actually been on the other line. He had called us to call you. He wasn't sure why you weren't getting back. And we say this all the time. Daniel, I don't understand what it is that you don't understand about why she never got back to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Asia. I don't have a girlfriend. I have a confession to make, but I don't have a girlfriend. Hear me out, please. It's legit. I've got a problem. Okay, I'm not able to get aroused, whatever. You know, I'm just unless I watch porn. And the girl that you heard coming from the bathroom was somebody on the porn site I was on.
You were watching porn in the bathroom too.
Get the engines ready.
Absolute.
This is hard to say, especially on the radio, but it's literally performance anxiety. I've got a problem. I mean, I just do.
They have pills for that, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You got a matrix at bad boy. It's like, do you want the
blue pill?
Yeah. Neil. We're going from Karate Kid to the Matrix now, Daniel San. You've now become Neil. Do you want the red pill or do you want the blue pill?
The blue pill works better, bro.
The blue pill has been proven by scientists and FDA approved.
According to the infomercial.
Yes, yeah. The blue pill will help the worm go down
the hole.
I'm trying to avoid that word, but yes.
Oh my God.
You can be cool with this, right? Come on.
I mean, I'm sorry, but like that is, I'm not cool with it.
Hold on. We had fun, did we not? All the way. We
not
connected.
All the way. I don't know where.
Oh, yeah. All the way. Up until fun, 1 minute and 59 seconds into it. Sure.
Yeah.
It was a decent appetizer.
Yeah.
Listen.
Wait. It makes sense. No wonder you're a two pump chump. He was in the bathroom watching.
Yeah, this video. Yeah, that's
so
why.
So he was probably already to the point where
he needed Margola. The Fountain of Youth. Wasting it on the video, bro.
You gotta get the Neil-san. You gotta get that blue pill, bro. Because not only moving forward is every girl gonna think that you're FaceTiming your girlfriend in their bathroom before y'all get it on. When you're actually ready and prepared to, by that time you're already like, oh my god! It's just like you haven't even gotten there yet. You're like, you're an American pie.
You're like, already? Already? Yeah, just touch your leg, bro.
They've got a show to do. That's fine, but it's total bullshit that you let this define me. You're better than that. Come on.
I mean, I think I'm fabulous. It's you that, you know, has the issue. I feel like you would have told me this before. I would have been more accommodating. I don't think I can handle every single time you running into the bathroom.
She's walking by the bathroom. All she hears is, all right, just give him some time. He needs a few minutes, guys.
Don't worry about it.
He'll come out, and it'll be the best 90 seconds of your life.
Live my life. I don't want to wait every single time. You know, like, I wasn't, like, turned on by the time you got back.
Well, what if you both watched one at the same time?
Hold on. I think, Daniel, moving forward, though, this is like a conversation you don't want to have with every single girl you're about to have relations with.
Yes.
So let's explore long-term solution, which is see your doctor.
Yes.
Because I know that there are a lot of men that have this dysfunction.
Yep.
Get a prescription. We'll call it the Neo prescription for the blue pill.
The Neo pill, yeah.
And then, bro, that way you have a dolo all night, boo. You can do better than the ones that don't require a blue pill, bro. You're going to be like, oh, my God, are you done yet, please?
You're going to make us jealous, bro.
I know.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can. I wish you nothing but the best, but this isn't for me.
Well, this is an easy solution. I think that he goes to the doctor, get yourself a prescription.
Yep.
You're not the only one out there that required the assistance of a blue pill.
That's true.
The Neo pill. And then, moving forward, Asia, the most important thing, everything must have gone super well for you to invite him back to your place and get to the extent where you guys were in your bibbities ready to rock.
There was a connection. Yeah.
I mean, there was definitely a connection, but I feel like that connection has been lost at this point. So I'm just bowing out. Like, I wish you nothing but the absolute best, but it's just not for me.
Well, it's been the connection again. And you know what's connecting it? It's a blue pill.
That's right, man. It's lost in the matrix right now.
Yeah, that is your new bridge to happiness.
But that's kind of sad, though. To me, I think, like, if he has to take something to, like, keep it up while we're, you know, then it's like, because he's going to have to do that every day or every time that we want
to. Some people, it's a medical issue. It's not like you choose, like, I want to have erectile dysfunction. It's like, I can't wait to have to take a pill to get it up. I don't know anybody that chooses that.
I know, but
it's a medical condition,
right?
Some guys just can't.
If he came out and said, like, hey, you know, I have an performance anxiety. I need some help because I don't want to like lose it while we're, you know, doing it. Be honest about it up front instead of going into the bathroom and f***ing off to to porn. You know what I mean? Then that's something that was messed up.
There's more fish in the sea.
There's more strippers out there for you to date. Don't worry about it. Yes.
And they all watch the same movies as you.
Yeah, they
are in the movies.